Stoughton. The Stoughton community players are busy rehearsing for their long-overdue play Exit Laughing. For 2 years, this event was shut down due to COVID-19 restrictions, so they are excited to finally get the show on the road this year. Exit Laughing is a play by Paul C. Elliott. It consists of 5 main characters that have played bridge together for many years and then something happens. Scott Richardson is the director, and he is a Stoughton resident. Richardson directed the production Buying the Moose as well and has 30 years of theater involvement. Jonathan Lake is the stage manager. Lake is a familiar face on stage but wanted to learn behind the scenes. He resides outside of Stoughton with his wife Cheryl and their children. Lake was in Buying the Moose and has been involved in theater since high school, so he brings a ton of experience. Matt Sangster is the assistant stage manager, lights, and sound person. He lives in Stoughton with his wife Rhonda and their children. As for the cast, Rochelle Hurit plays the character Rachel, a 35-year-old college student. Hurit performed several plays in high school and took part in the Last Dinner Theater in Sane and Power. Louise Hislop plays the character Connie Harland, who is Rachel's mom. Hislop lives in Stoughton and has been involved in theater for about 30 years. She was last on stage with the production of Fox on the Fairway. She has been an actor, director and stage manager, and brings a great deal of knowledge to the group. Terry Stocker is the character Leona, who is a beautician by profession. Stocker lives near Stoughton on a farm with her husband Rob. Stocker has been involved with the community players for 7 years and was in the one-act play, Driver's Seat. Debbie McLennigan plays the character Millie, who beats to her own drum, although she is the only one that hears the drums. They are all friends in the play. McLennigan lives in Stoughton and this is her first time performing for the community players. Les Griffin comes from Heward and will play the part of Bobby and the police officer. Griffin is another 30-year member of the theater and was last on stage with the play, Fox on the Fairway. According to Richardson, the cast and crew have been working hard on getting the play together by practicing 3 or 4 nights a week. The rehearsals began in late October. All the people involved in the play are volunteers and dedicate their time to bring this production to the stage for all to enjoy. Richardson feels this play will keep one on the edge of their seats and is worth coming and watching. To find out what happens to these women, one needs to attend the theater. There are still tickets available for each production on December 9th-10 and 16-17. The dinner and play will be held at the Stoughton Royal Canadian Legion.